sorry, good afternoon at your end. Good morning from here in Accra.
Good afternoon. It's afternoon on our side of the world.
I know, we still need that sunshine in Praleigh and Ladik and Mahé and all of that.
It's been raining those past few days, and actually they're one of the first few days of sunshine after almost 2 weeks of rain. But the nice thing about rain in Seychelles, we call it, it's liquid sunshine. It's nothing, it's just, it's wet, but it's still warm.
Yeah. I remember driving on those hills. But there we go. So this morning I wanted to have an update of we had a CEO town hall meeting, and following that, there've been a lot of progress that have been made from your end. In terms of airport preparedness, the tourism board side, whether to quarantine or not to quarantine. First, you have 4 airlines sanctioned to fly in. If you can give me a broad update of what has been done from your end and from the traveler, what he or she needs to know, as a traveler to Seychelles.
Thank you, Kojo. In fact, as we speak, this morning we had another review meeting with the president, with all the important stakeholders around the table, to check where we are in terms of preparedness for the opening up of the destination on 1st of August. And indeed, there has been a lot of progress on all sides of the country. For example, in terms of tourism establishments, we've had more and more tourism establishments now submitting their SOP, the standard operating procedure, based on the guidelines of how each and every establishment should be operating under the new normal. And so we are confident that we will have a good number of our various operators certified by 1st of August. Those who have submitted, I know efforts are being done to ensure that all those who have submitted SOPs, that they do receive their approval by 1st of August as well. And certification is not only for tourism establishment. It's basically every services that a tourist will be using while in Seychelles, being a taxi driver, a tour guide, a tour operator, any services they will be using, they need to be certified by the Department of Public Health. And preparation on this front is well underway. And part of the certification is also compulsory training, mandatory training that everybody have to undergo. And this is also being conducted by the Department of Public Health, and it's indeed going on quite smoothly as well. And as I mentioned last week, the international airport, they had their drill, the first drill yesterday, in terms of having an airline with 120 odd passengers on there. How does the process go? And the first exercise yesterday, it was good. The one thing which came out was, it was a bit slow, but of course, because it was a drill, and there's an intent, the Department of Civil Aviation and Air Seychelles intends to carry out a second exercise to try and improve on the speed of services at the airport. But at least the drill yesterday, it was really also in building up the confidence of the various operators at the airport, that you've got this, you will know how to deal with this when the first visitors starts coming in on the 1st of August. And of course, now we are building up our communication with the population, because as is probably everywhere, there is still the fear amongst the population that once the airport reopens to commercial operations on the 1st of August, we are basically putting the country at large to risk of COVID coming in the country, and there's definitely still fear of public safety and health concerns in general. So as we build up the capacity of the country through training, through certification, we are also focusing on preparing people mentally and psychologically as well, that we need tourism. We need the tourists to start coming in. As a small island state, our livelihood depends on that. We are getting ready. We are almost there. And I always like to give the example of the airport here, where the staff are much more confident than they were 3 months ago. The Air Seychelles crew, another example, they've operated quite a few of these repatriation flights, and they are quite confident in doing their job and working with foreigners, with tourists. They are quite confident, and we want that same feeling to spread also in the community, in the population, and to people. Now you have more information, you know what to do and how to behave to protect yourself. So this is the part that we are really focusing on now, is communication within the population. Yes.
But do you have, because last week when we spoke, we really quite mentioned about the test that you are a traveler to Seychelles ought to take. It was 72 hour, and then when you get there, are you able to take a test? Do you have the infrastructure at the airport to be able to ensure that if people need to take the certification at the airport before they go to their wherever they want to quarantine, or what is it? What if you can claim them? Yes.
Yes, this facility for test is being, it's almost ready, I should say like this. So by the time the airport opens, we would have the facility for a test also to be done, because this is a very essential and crucial part of the entry procedure. Is if there is the need for a test to be done, it can be also easily done at the airport. But of course, our first risk filter is for the passenger to be tested 72 hours prior to boarding, and of course their COVID PCR test, the negative certificate they will receive, they have to present it at the check-in counter, because that is one of the necessary prerequisites for traveling to Seychelles. And two other prerequisites they will need for check-in, that would be confirmed accommodation for the entire stay in Seychelles, and travel insurance as well. Yeah. For their travel. So yes, the facility is near ready for that.
Okay, and then as of now, we have four airlines confirmed. Ethiopian, if you can walk me through, is it the four airlines or we have more?
Yeah. We have Emirates confirmed flight, five flights a week.
Five flights a week?
Five flights a week. We have Ethiopian, seven, basically daily. And we have EY. EY, I'm just thinking, from Abu Dhabi.
Okay.
A week as well. And we also have Air Austral from the region, from La Réunion, but they have confirmed from 20th onwards, 20th August onwards. We have more flights actually for September in the system. Okay. And in there we have Qatar Airways is actually for
September, right?
Airways is actually for September. I'm just trying to think.
No, don't worry, easy and just run me through if you have that. That's that. So it means that technically right now you have, if you have aerosol that goes to La Réunion, it's five, because you have Ethiopian, you have what's on SCL's itself, you have Emirates, you have Etihad, right?
Etihad,
okay. That's and you said for Emirates you're gonna do five flights in a week.
Yes, five flights. Okay.
Okay, and when do you expect semblance of normalcy in terms of traffic, from the source market? I know it's too early to say, but
when we are monitoring booking, Hojo, for us, we. August, September still looks very low, even if we have the flights coming in. But we are seeing a bit of a pickup as of October. And we hope that the booking coming in for October will be able to at least maintain it. And October is normally, in terms of travel, a very good month for Seychelles. So if we are able to even at least October start picking up, it would still be very much lower than last year, but at least it would be closer to a normal level.
Okay.
I don't see it for August or September, but I tend to be more, it looks like more of October. But the one concern we have, which might be a setback for us, but I know which we are also actively working through right now, it's in terms of travel advisory of our source markets. It's still a challenge for us because there are travel warning from Germany, for example, and Seychelles is being featured as a high risk country, and which I
that's
think
surprise. That's surprisingly
it's just a big team of our size, because if you look at infection per 100,000 people, of course it would look high, but then we don't even have 100,000 population in Seychelles, and I don't think we should be measured using the same
parameters as
other large countries, because if there's anything I believe is that we've had zero community transmission. This far, we've had zero deaths. Actually, in terms of the 114 cases on the statistics for Seychelles, 97 are the seafarers, where they are actually have been contained within their vessels outside the port area. And this is where they are staying, the monitoring, everything. They are completely separate from the population. And there were six handling agents who got infected through perhaps contacts from the seafarers. And it's been 14 days since they've been tested positive. But during that 14 days, a lot of tests have been run on all the contacts. Yes, all the contacts, and none have tested positive. So we don't have community transmission yet, and from an explanation I'm giving now, anybody would think that Seychelles should be low risk.
Of course.
But unfortunately, because of the parameters being used, certain countries are seeing us as high risk, and I think it's a challenge that we need to work through very fast, because otherwise it's going to damage.
Okay. So finally, before I go, if you may want to confirm again that if I'm a traveler, I have my test 72 hours before the flight, have my booked confirmation, there's nothing like going to quarantine.
No. As there's one more criteria, Pujo, you have to be on the country. The country have to be on the low or medium risk list. We do the low and medium risk, and if you've been to any high risk countries within the past 14 days, you will not be allowed
to board. Okay.
Otherwise, which we do have on our website, the last update of that, you have your PCR test. COVID PCR test negative, you have your confirmed accommodation and your travel insurance, you would definitely not be quarantined in Seychelles. You would be allowed to go to your accommodation of choice where you've booked, and you would be allowed to also visit the destinations under the new normality, of course.
Okay. So thank you so much. But if I just want to wrap up what you said, it means that you keep on updating the list based on how things evolve on your side of destination that you believe that low risk or possible can be able to travel to the Seychelles Island.
Yes, correct.
Okay, no, good. Thanks, Sharing. And I'll be keeping, taps on what happened, and if you can be giving us updates of how things are going from the start of, you know, flights coming in, and then we can keep, you know, updating the travel, trade and the tourism community about how things are for our positions.
No problem.